An unexpected and significant turn in affairs. The nominating committee brought in its report on Thursday. Considering the now generally accepted views on leadership, expressed at the last session by G.I. Butler, it was no surprise that James White's name should head the list, calling for him to be president of the General Conference. Further recommendations were that Uriah Smith should serve as secretary and Harmon Lindsay as treasurer. For the General Conference Committee, the nominations called for James White, George I. Butler, and S.N. Haskell. The report was heartily accepted. It certainly turned the plans of James and Ellen White around, for now Battle Creek would be their base of operations. Resolutions passed were few and well considered. The first reading. Resolved that we hail with joy the cheering reports of the progress of the work on the Pacific Coast, and approve the action of Elder James White in establishing a much-needed paper in the interests of the present truth in that section of our country, and whereas, the cause west of the Rocky Mountains is new, and its friends comparatively few, and Brother White should not be left to bear the burden of conducting an office there on his own financial responsibility, therefore resolved, that we recommend to the trustees of the STA Publishing Association to authorize Elder George I. Butler to act in behalf of the board at the California State Conference to be held in connection with their annual camp meeting, October, 1874, in conferring with that conference relative to the establishment of a branch office of publication on the Pacific Coast. Actions were taken in support of the tract enterprise and calling for drawing its interests together into a general organization to be known as the General Conference Tract and Missionary Society of Seventh-day Adventists. Guidelines were set forth in the form of a constitution. There was an action of renewed consecration, and one relating to the thrust that would shortly be made in missionary endeavor in sending J.N. Andrews to Europe as soon as practicable.